We have been live streaming our Sunday Eucharist service for just about a year now, and we've learned to adapt to diocesan protocol procedures for COVID-19 during that time. And throughout the last year, St. Paul's has learned many new ways to be worshiping and reaching out to parishioners, keeping the connection going, despite not meeting in person on a weekly basis. Our service looks different. You see all the clergy and lectors wearing masks and keeping 6 feet apart at all times. And as a deacon, I've had to adjust to a new way of serving at the altar each week. Instead of walking to the altar to set the table for communion, I now move away from the table as the protocol calls for the priest to be the only one to touch the communion elements, thus providing another layer of safety for all involved. As yet, no one consumes the elements. Instead, we say the very beautiful spiritual Eucharistic prayer. Many changes. Your routine at home has been ever-changing, too. After almost a year, have you noticed that you might be getting bored, antsy, weary of isolation, looking for a way out? You might be familiar with the phrase, business as usual. Well, right now, it is definitely not business as usual. And maybe that's not such a bad thing after all. Now, keeping that thought in mind, let's look more closely at today's gospel reading from John. I don't think this story is simply about Jesus getting angry. Jesus got angry. We all get angry. It's okay. Jesus' anger is not what the passage is really about. There's more to the story than that. And I don't think it's about the animals or the money changers being in the temple. Jesus surely had to have known that they were there. He grew up as a faithful Jew going to the temple. He didn't just show up this day and say, "Oh, wow, there are animals and money changers here. I don't like this. This is terribly wrong." The animals and money changers had always been there. That's how the system worked. It was business as usual for them to be there. It could be suggested that Jesus went to the temple that day for one purpose, to throw out and overturn business as usual. Have you ever pushed the autopilot button and life became mechanical? You show up, but you're not really there. That's business as usual. Have you ever smiled that "I'm good and everything is fine" smile? But behind the smile, there was emptiness. You felt hollow and your heart was breaking. That's carrying on with business as usual. Have you ever felt like you were just not yourself? Nothing seemed right. Boredom overcame creativity. There was no enthusiasm, wonder, or imagination. It was just business as usual. Sometimes we look at life and the world, and it all seems in vain. We're busy, but not really getting anywhere. There's no depth or meaning, only business as usual. This can happen anywhere, in friendships, marriage, parenting, work, or church. The things just mentioned are not, however, the problem. They are the symptoms, in the same way that the animals and the money changers in the temple are not the problem. They are the symptoms of something deeper going on. The problem is not so much in the temple as it is in the human heart. The deeper issue is, I think, what gives rise to business as usual. We're fearful about what is happening in our life or the uncertainty of the future, especially during this time of pandemic. And we want some kind of security and predictability so we can keep on doing the same old things. Business as usual is predictable and steady, but it creates only the illusion of security. Maybe we've taken people, relationships, and things for granted. Maybe we've lost our sense of gratitude, wonder, or mystery. This is not a criticism or a judgment on any of us. We are just trying to cope the best way we can. Perhaps business as usual is born of forgetfulness. We forget that we really are the temple of God's presence. We forget that all of creation is the residence of God. We forget that in whatever direction we might turn, there is the face of God gazing upon us. And as soon as we forget those things about ourselves, each other, or the world, life becomes business as usual. Maybe that's what happened in the temple. They didn't see themselves or one another as the true temple of God. It was all about the human-built temple, the animals and the coins. They had forgotten that God was more interested in them than in their festivals, and that God wanted them more than their offerings. When we forget that we are the temple of God, life can easily become a series of transactions. During this time of forced isolation, relationships and intimacy can be lost. Priorities get rearranged. Life becomes a marketplace rather than a place for meeting the holy in ourselves and one another. And it's business as usual. That's what Jesus is overturning and driving out of the temple. Today's gospel passage from John takes place at the very beginning of Jesus' ministry. The Word became flesh, water became wine, and now the temple is becoming human. And it does not stop here. Throughout the rest of the gospel, Jesus will be interrupting business as usual. Over and over again, Jesus is interrupting, disrupting, overturning, and throwing out business as usual because it can be destructive to our lives and relationships. It can destroy our ability to see and participate in the holy that is already present in and among us. The Word became flesh so that the temple might become human. This pandemic will be over one day. We will get back to business as usual, but maybe not as before. Perhaps it's time for some changes to be made. We can very easily get into our own ruts, patterns, habits that keep us from moving forward. It's just so easy to fall into the trap of business as usual. Regardless of who we are and what we've done or left undone, or how we see or judge our life, we are the temple of God, and there is one who stands in the temple of our life, interrupting business as usual. And during this transforming season of Lent, let us move forward, knowing that our God continues to be among us as the Holy Spirit, and allow ourselves to see what tables in our own lives need to be overturned and what animals need to be driven out. Jesus does not make us into something we were not. He calls us back to who we've always been. Amen.